I had that feeling of going through something that has all happened before. You were happy a minute ago. The drummer shouted, "You can't do time." It's all gone. What's the matter? I don't know. I just feel terribly. The drummer chanted, then turned to his sticks. Want to go? I had the feeling as in a nightmare of it all being something repeated, something I had been through and that now I must go through again. The drummer sang softly. "Let's go," said Brett. "You don't mind." The drummer shouted and grinned at Brett. "All right," I said. We got out from the crowd. Brett went to the dressing room. "Brett wants to go," I said to the count. He nodded. "Does she? That's fine. You take the car. I'm going to stay here for a while, Mr. Barnes." We shook hands. "It was a wonderful time," I said. "I wish you would let me get this." I took a note out of my pocket.
"Mr. Barnes, don't be ridiculous," the count said.
Brett came over with her wrap on. She kissed the count and put her hand on his shoulder to keep him from standing up. As we went out the door, I looked back and there were three girls at his table. We got into the big car. Brett gave the chauffeur the address of her hotel. "No, don't come up," she said at the hotel. She had rung and the door was unlatched.
"Really?"
"No, please." "Good night, Brett," I said. "I'm sorry you feel rotten." "Good night, Jake. Good night, darling. I won't see you again." We kissed, standing at the door. She pushed me away. We kissed again.
"Don't," Brett said.
She turned quickly and went into the hotel. The chauffeur drove me around to my flat. I gave him 20 francs and he touched his cap and said, "Good night, sir," and drove off. I rang the bell. The door opened and I went upstairs and went to bed.